Wisconsin's rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine is among the slowest in the U.S. Governor Tony Evers has blamed the lagging numbers on low supply and the disorganized federal rollout led by former President Trump. But as President Biden makes ambitious goals of giving 100 million shots in 100 days, it remains unclear how that may impact Wisconsinites' ability to get the vaccine. Right now, many of the Wisconsinites who've been vaccinated work in healthcare. We'll hear from one of them now.
My name is Mike Groom, and I am an emergency room RN. I got the Pfizer vaccine. So a couple weeks beforehand, we had gotten word that we were going to be getting the vaccine at my hospital. So we were all given an option to have early access to the vaccine to kind of have the first wave come through. They're trying to predict whether or not they were going to have any side effects with it. So they didn't want everyone to get vaccinated at once. So they kind of had it done in waves. So I filled up paperwork, wanted to kind of take care of it right away. I've been COVID negative as of thus far. So I don't want to push my luck any further. So I signed up and got my time slot and went in within the first week that we had it available. I went in and got my first vaccine. A couple weeks ago, I got my second one. Pretty straightforward, pretty well handled. I went up, got my vaccine, waited 15 minutes afterwards to see if there were any side effects. The first time around, within about 12 hours, I had a bit of a headache and a little bit of a sore throat that lasted for a couple of days. Noticeably, like my arm was a little bit more tender than the average flu shot or tetanus shot for about the first 24 hours, and then it was better after that. Now, a lot of my peers and coworkers had, after the second vaccine, said the symptoms were worse, so kind of fatigue. A little bit of fever and chills, headache were the big ones. I had a little bit of headache after the second vaccine, but it wasn't anything too bad. It was pretty mild. We got a little bit of information beforehand from a doctor that did their own independent research into the vaccine before I went up. And it was my kind of abridged understanding that, you know, you're still capable of catching it, but the symptoms would be manageable. You would still be a carrier. So as far as any sort of communication with, or just kind of going back to regular life kind of stuff, still keep the distance, still wear the mask. We're kind of waiting for the herd immunity before we can really start getting back into a regular lifestyle of things. At least this is my understanding of the report that was given to me. My life has been pretty closed off since COVID. You know, we're going through the routines and doing what we can to protect ourselves. So social distancing, wearing masks in public. I've elected to have my children not go in-person school. So we're trying to keep everything relatively contained here. I don't imagine the vaccine's going to do a whole lot to change my lifestyle until, you know, it's more widely available to everyone else. But as far as my workplace, this means quite a bit to me. Because of everything being cut back, personal issues, I really can't afford to be missing work too much. So the vaccine, if anything, kind of helps me keep safe while I'm at work. And that's where my decision ultimately came from, as far as getting the vaccine as early as I did, was to make sure that I was still able to keep working. The pressures and the stresses that have been pushed on my coworkers and my peers have been quite a bit, and I don't think any of us can really afford to take time away from that right now. I mean, as far as the vaccine goes, this is the way to kind of step forward with it. Confidence is kind of shook in society in general with how responses have been to, you know, social distancing and, you know, properly, you know, addressing the situation at hand. So, but I mean, this is the way to move forward.
Mike Groom is an emergency room RN in Kenosha.